The Americas. Psychedelics in Mexico. A different kind of help. Mexico has become a testing ground for the therapeutic use of psychedelic drugs.
Olivia has suffered with depression and struggled to form romantic attachments ever since she was sexually assaulted. Counselling and medication scarcely helped. So in September 2023, she flew to Mexico and joined a retreat that uses 5-MeO-DMT, a psychedelic compound, as a therapeutic agent. She was terrified, but says the drug was an opening and that it let her body feel what it needed to feel to start processing her assault. She plans to return to Mexico for more psychedelic therapy this year. Indigenous people across Latin America have long used naturally occurring psychedelics. As a result, they tend to be legal and easy to obtain in the region, not banned as they are in the United States. After Life magazine published an article in 1957 by Gordon Wasson, an amateur botanist, about his experience taking magic mushrooms in Mexico, hippies and rock stars flocked there. Now, growing numbers of people like Olivia, not her real name, are coming to use psychedelics therapeutically rather than recreationally. Lysergic acid diethylamide, or LSD, is the best known, but the category includes 5-MeO-DMT, which can be synthesized, but is also found in a toad and plants, psilocybin, found in mushrooms, mescaline, in cactus, and DMT, found in ayahuasca, a drink brewed from a South American vine. Joël Brière says people come hoping to receive relief from anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, and other emotional afflictions. His company, Tandavi Retreats, offers psychedelic therapies in Tepoztlan, 100 kilometers south of Mexico City. Most customers are middle-aged and are not habitual drug users. They often come when other treatment has failed. Many of those turning to psychedelics are former soldiers. Martin Polanco, a doctor who runs the Mission Within near Tijuana, says he has treated 1,000 veterans with ibogaine since 2016. Researchers do not classify ibogaine as a psychedelic, but it provides some of the same effects. Michael Higgs, a former Navy SEAL, went to Mission Within in 2020 after a suicide attempt. He realized that antidepressants and therapy weren't solving his depression and PTSD. He is a convert to the process and now works with Mission Within. The public's growing interest in using psychedelics to treat mental health conditions is starting to be matched by a resurgence in attention from academics. Research on LSD started in the 1950s, but it was shut down after the United States enacted the Controlled Substances Act in 1970. Today there are several ongoing clinical trials for therapeutic psychedelics. Last year the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued draft guidelines for trials that use psychedelics. Studies completed to date show promise. I think it's unreasonable to believe that there's no signal for potential benefits of psychedelics at this point, says David Yaden of Johns Hopkins University. Researchers believe the drugs work by making the mind more flexible, helping people to see their lives and actions in a new light. But much more research is needed. While some people experience benefits from psychedelics, others report no impact at all, and for a few the effect is negative. In June, an FDA advisory panel advised the agency to reject the use of MDMA, which has some psychedelic properties, in treating PTSD because the dangers outweighed the benefits. Some studies suggest that psychedelics may not be notably better than standard medicines. Psychedelics are another thing in the toolbox rather than a miracle cure, says Rosalind McAlpine of University College London. But the potential benefits arrive in a very different manner to those of conventional medications. Robin Carhart-Harris of the University of California, San Francisco, points out that psychedelics often have an effect after only a single dose, unlike, say, antidepressants. Experiences in Mexico vary. Unlike ibogaine, which puts stress on the heart, psychedelics don't tend to have adverse physical effects, but they can have mental ones. Mr. Briere screens users in advance for conditions such as psychosis and does integration, read therapy, sessions. Afterwards, Mr. Polanco monitors his patients' hearts. But head to the beach in Tulum, in southern Mexico, and you will find ice cream sellers offering bufo, 5-MeO-DMT in its natural form, derived from a toad found in the Sonoran Desert. A concert or party setting is different from a session in someone's living room, says Mr. Yaden. Mexico may soon become the first country to regulate the therapeutic use of psychedelics. Alejandro Lagunas, a senator, believes that innovative therapies are needed to deal with mental health issues and is pushing for rules governing the use of magic mushrooms. She also wants to recognize and protect psychedelics' indigenous roots. She says she has seen a 180-degree change in lawmakers' interest in the past 2 years. COFEPRIS, Mexico's regulatory body for drugs, is also looking into psychedelics. The United States is likely to be more resistant to adopting psychedelic therapy than Mexico, but the lobby is growing. One organization, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions, now offers to pay for soldiers' trips south. If ever there was a group of people who could change minds north of the border, it's them.